Hello, hello! How are you doing today? I hope you are in a good mood, and I want you to look at your mortgage situation, especially if you end up with a high interest rate. Do you rent or do you own a home? Have you just got your down payment figured out and ready to buy but rather waiting? Welcome to episode 19. Are you stuck with a high interest rate home loan? Let's get deep into how it can serve to your advantage. I invite you to come and hang out with a group of other special needs moms, just like you, who are on a mission to unleash the power of financial freedom by getting rid of debt. Inside the free Simple Money Systems Facebook group, you will get tips and tricks on budgeting, debt reduction, and wealth building, where you will be able to ask your questions. Also, become an insider and get weekly emails from me with the latest podcast episodes, tips on simple money systems for stress-free living, early bird access to special offers, encouragement, and motivation to stay on track. Hit pause right now and sign up at the show notes right below this episode. Today, I will touch on popular or not so popular topic about high interest home loans. Are you ready? Get your favorite cup of hot coffee or that perfect tea or my favorite cup of hot cocoa with fresh milk from a farm. Just love it. I had to say it. I love the unprocessed, unpasteurized milk. Is it because it's freezing outside? It brings me such a warm feeling. Are you ready? Okay, let's get into it. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers, the list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane? Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. It is January, and it is really getting cold here in the South when the temperature hits new low numbers. There is nothing you can do about it, but use it to your advantage. No. Freezing weather can't be helpful in any way, right? Well, it actually has a few favorable outcomes, not a whole lot. Like, cold temperatures can help control insect populations, reducing the prevalence of certain pests and limiting the spread of diseases. The other benefit of freezing temperatures is a natural preservative agent. It also contributes to snowpack formation in mountainous regions. When this snow melts in warmer months, it serves as a vital water supply for various ecosystems and human use. Okay, I am getting to the point here. Similar to this example, let's look at how the high interest rate that you are stuck with can be used to your benefit. Yes, I know it sounds controversial. Have you noticed the patterns in the housing industry? The majority of people buy houses at the time when everybody buys, bringing housing market prices up and demand low. And when the prices hit a certain high level, the demand begins to slow down. Then the market balancing or correction stage begins. It's the basic law of economics here. Now, when the housing market gets regulated externally or artificially by raising interest rates on mortgages, the picture gets even worse here. The pool of buyers drastically reduces and sellers pull their properties out of the market. With rising interest rates on housing loans or mortgages, the cost of living goes up in general, increasing the rental prices as well. Another point here, that interest rate may go down, but the overall cost of living probably would not. And why do rental prices go up? Well, because the cost of property maintenance and repairs went up, groceries cost, gas prices, everything became more expensive. How about the employees' pay rate? That's gone up as well, contributing to property maintenance costs. And I hope we all know that any property requires constant upkeep to serve a number of a few more years. So anyway, it's like its own chain of reaction here. So what if you decided to buy a house when no one buys and a few sellers are out there? You are probably smart and found a great deal when a seller has to sell the property for whatever reason at a very much your offer price. Actually, we did buy our prior home just like that, and we did get stuck with it for a few years. We were smart enough to buy a fixer-upper, but there was a backdrop with this house. We were stuck in the house that wasn't the house of our dreams. So what? We quickly learned to make it our home to our best liking. We kept improving its conditions, one project after another. We replaced all windows, roof, flooring, kitchen cabinets, bathrooms, and repainted it inside out. I got scented candles, a few decor pieces, new window treatments, and oh yes, landscaping. We love working outside when it's not as cold and relieved ourselves by redoing the landscaping all around the house. When we meet our former neighbors, we always get those amazing compliments about how our house was transformed. It's interesting though, when we just bought this house, people in general would give us looks and raise eyebrows, referring to what a mess we've got. Yes, we knew exactly, pretty much, what we were doing and only looked ahead, picturing our little castle in disguise. When you're stuck in a house that you aren't happy with, for any reason, the best thing you can do is to work on it. Get creative and invest some sweat equity in it. Just do it. You'll be thankful later. I wanted to emphasize the point that you actually might enjoy the house you purchased, but the killing interest rate. And what I mean by it is simply your monthly mortgage payments are just too high. What to do? What steps to take? You can't sell it. Well, you can, but not for the price you purchased it, if you got it in less than 2-3 years. And no one wants to sell their house for a loss, unless there is an urgency situation. If you can keep the house, then don't sell it at a time when buyers in general are not there. Start by investing in home improvements to increase your property value. This can potentially offset the higher interest rate when it comes time to sell. while living in a house, fix it in small sections to fit your housing maintenance and repairs budget item. By the time the real estate market improves, you'll have the house ready to sell. You might ask, well, the mortgage payment is already high and it's impossible to make all these repairs. First of all, look at your budget and how is your income allocated to expenses. Pay careful attention to your cash flow. Make sure to stay on top of your loan payments. Please don't miss a payment. Get creative with your budget. Reduce or eliminate non-essential expenses. This is the best time to start your budgeting. You'll be amazed at how much extra money you will discover there to be allocated to your housing improvement needs. Just stick to your budget. You also might want to look for ways to increase your income, as getting a side job or selling that car that was sitting in your garage forever. And as a mom with a school-age kids, you might offer driver service to pick up their kids to and from school. There are many other ways to help your cash flow. Just get creative. And you might even end up not wanting to sell your home anymore with all the improvements you've made. What about the high interest rate? While making improvements on your house, allocate some money towards your principal reduction. Principal reduction means paying towards your home loan outstanding principal balance. This will build home equity and accelerate the loan payoff time. See, when you pay regular mortgage payments, it includes interest and principal amount. And when you make an extra payment, make sure to apply it towards your principal balance. This way, your principal loan balance will reduce dramatically every time you make an extra payment. And also, you will cut the years of your loan length significantly. So, how good is it, you might ask, because the amount of monthly mortgage payment isn't going down. As the basic economy works, high interest rates adjust with time and will eventually lower down. We just don't know how much and exactly when. By the time the interest rates go down, you will have a significantly lower principal balance on your loan if you decide to keep the house and do the refinance. And then by refinancing your loan, you can significantly reduce your monthly payments and overall interest burden. If you decide to sell the house, you might end up with a beautiful closing check in your hands that can be applied as a down payment towards your next house purchase. With your budget in place, you can make a break in your home improvements and use that amount on your leisure and entertainment expenses or other needs. But always remember to come back home, enjoying making it cozy to your taste. You might end up loving your freshly done home over the other Airbnb's vacays. When you pay down your loan balance with an extra payment, it might seem like a waste of money. It might be exactly that if you are not careful with timing. Commit to reducing your loan balance for the long run, like for 3-7 years, depending on the housing market. If you have an urgency need to sell your house, then of course, it doesn't make sense to make an extra principal monthly payment. Another way to reduce your interest rate is by improving your credit score. Pay off a few credit cards and stay on time with bill pay. If you have filed for bankruptcy within the last 5 years, clean up the record with all the creditors. Your budget may be very handy here when paying off and cleaning up the credit records. And if you have your budget in place, actually, it might very well save you from the bankruptcy and contributing to your credit nicely. With a higher credit score, you may qualify for a lower interest rate, which typically reduces your monthly payments significantly. When you are ready to refinance your home loan, make sure to shop around. Compare mortgage offers from different lenders to find the best rate and terms. Another point I wanted to mention is interest tax deduction or even business expense on your tax return if you use your home loan for business. You might be able to write off the paid interest portion of the loan in that tax year. Consult with your tax professional to understand your specific situation. You might be wondering if it's even safe to invest in your home, like making extra principal payments. Well, in general, housing is an essential need and always will remain in value. Just by looking at the historical housing market, it's always going up. The home value may drop, but eventually it will pick up and rise. You basically invest this way in yourself, so it is very safe investment. What is your housing situation? If you can qualify for a home loan, then buy a house even when the interest rate is high. There may not be many, but a few great deals out there. Do your research. Consider your local real estate market. Assess your financial situation. Check your budget and make a decision that accommodates you best. So let's recap on today's topic on how high interest rates can be useful. Number one, it helps you to build your home equity. Number two, it provides tax interest write-offs. Number three, it prompts you to clean your credit history. Number four, it points you to invest in real estate. Number five, it teaches you about the real estate market. And number six, it urges you to develop a budgeting habit. I am glad you stuck through with me on this episode about some benefits of high interest loans. I would love to hear from you if you find this episode helping you in any way, if it stretched you or challenged you. Get into our Facebook group and let us know. I will be thrilled to have your 5-star review on my Apple iTunes podcast. It means to me a lot. And now I'm looking forward to meeting you right here at Simple Money Systems podcast. Buy your house to make it home and turn your home to make you money. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Deanna Gallas.